Chapter 12, Relation of the Human to the Hierarchical Center. True telepathic rapport is part of the supreme science of contact and has peculiar and definite reference to humanity. Many different terms might be used in the effort to convey some understanding of this subtle, subjective mode of relationship, and I have used, among others, the following. 1. The science of contact. 2. The science of impression. 3. The science of invocation and evocation. 4. The science of relationship. 5. The science of sensitivity. All these terms convey different aspects of the reaction of form or forms to contact, to impression, to impact, to environment, to the thought context of various minds, to ascending and descending energies, to the invocation of agents and the evocation of their response. The whole planetary system is, in reality, a vast, interlocking, interdependent, and interrelated complexity of vehicles communicating or responsive to communication. The moment that this interrelated and communicating system is studied from the angle of relationships, then the processes of evolution and the goal of the spirit of man, which is in reality the spirit of the planetary logos, become of vital and supreme importance, but are at the same time most difficult to comprehend. So immense is the theme that it is profitless for us to do more than deal with two factors. 1. The science of impression in relation to mankind. 2. The impressing centers as they affect the understanding of relationship. The many modes of contact between the many subhuman and superhuman forms, groupings, and kingdoms are too intricate in their nature to be grasped at this time by students, and, which is more important, the information would be of small use to them. We will therefore confine ourselves to the science of impression and the science of invocation and evocation only in so far as they affect humanity. These, from the human angle, cover reception of impression and of ideas, and expressions of the consequences of sensitivity at this time and in this particular cycle. We are to consider, therefore, the relation of the human center to the hierarchical center, and the growing responsiveness of humanity to the center where the will of God is known. As I said before, it is not my intention to give here the rules governing telepathic intercourse. Such intercourse is found between man and man, and groups and groups. The relationship is slowly and normally developed and requires no hastening. It is developing as the other senses of man and his apparatus of perception have developed. Humanity is, however, outstripping telepathic development in the rapid responsiveness of entire groups and of human beings en masse to group impression and to group impartation of ideas. The sudden response of groups and nations to mass ideologies has been both unexpected and difficult to handle wisely and constructively. It was not anticipated by either Shambhala or the hierarchy that mass impression would develop more quickly than that of individual sensitivity, but it has happened that way. The individual within a group and working within a group is far more correctly sensitive than is the man struggling alone to render himself sensitive to impression. One of the factors militating against personal telepathic development lies in the fact that the strong, potent, and modern ascension of the spirit in man, as a whole, frequently offsets personality reactions, and telepathy is a personality matter depending upon contact between mind and mind. The moment, however, that man tries to be telepathic, he is immediately swept into a vortex of abstract energies which condition him for spiritual impression far more than they fit him for personal relationships telepathically established. This surprising development freed the supervising masters for some of their plans and led them to abandon the training of individual disciples in telepathic rapport and to recognize the opportunity to train and develop invocative groups. Instead of working in lower mental substance with picked aspirants, they changed the medium of contact to that of the soul and launched the relatively new science of invocation and evil to what we call spiritual impression. At that point, he becomes capable of being more sensitive to a higher range of impression, and at the same time, he himself begins to learn the art of impressing the minds of others, to master the understanding of the level from which he works as an impressing agent, and to know who are the sons of men he can impress. He has to master also the secondary lesson of adapting his environment in such a manner that he can impress others, and the impression can find its way through his environing circumstances and into the usually inattentive minds for whom he feels a responsibility. This he does through a growing knowledge of himself and through learning the art of registering. The clearer and the more deeply apprehending is his capacity to register the impression to which he is subjected and to which he is sensitive, the more easily will he reach those he must aid towards a wider and deeper insight. This registering of his own expanding environment, with all its implications of a new vision, a new goal, a wider field of service, leads to the inflowing energies, arriving on the wings of inspiration, becoming a reservoir of thought substance, to the use of which he must accustom himself. The first step, then, is the fact of recording and of reducing into correct and available concepts, ideas, and thought forms that which he has registered. This marks the first stage in his truly occult service, and to this new type of service he will be increasingly dedicated. From the reservoir of thought substance, he learns to project those forms, those magnetic ideas, which will invoke the attention of those he seeks to help. This is called the stage of resultant invocation. It is an invocative act, an invocative way of living, which will find its way into the minds of men, and which will call forth or evoke from them a response and a widening consciousness. The processes of spiritual impression are thereby set up. It is also an invocation on the part of the disciple for further and greater impression and inspiration in order to increase his ability to serve.